When Steve Harrington, the Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools, set out to train additional teachers to meet the shortage in local classrooms, he recognized that a two-pronged initiative would be needed.
My idea is that we serve this community by providing quality teachers. And then to retain those teachers, we need to provide housing for those teachers.
Harrington saw that housing costs in this region are already a problem, not just for teachers, but for thousands of middle-income households.
When I looked at the sheriffs living in mobile homes down in Marin, and they have to commute 2 hours to get to work, especially when the fires broke out in Lake County, a lot of our teachers live there because it's affordable. But when their homes were gone, then they started having some real problems. So that sort of made an awareness. If these are current teachers, what about new teachers? Where are they going to go?
In response, he forged a partnership with the Petaluma-based Housing Land Trust of Sonoma County. Their unique approach, Harrington explains, separates the value of the house from the land it sits on.
The land trust goes in and buys the lots. The home is then sold to one of our teachers, let's say, and they earn the equity in the house. We earn the equity in the land value. When they choose to sell, they will sell the equity value of the home. They get to keep that, but the land stays with the land trust, so it's available to another moderate-income family.
This unconventional approach to real estate, explains Housing Land Trust founder and board member Dev Getchis, ensures ongoing affordability by allowing all parties to share in any appreciation when the house is sold.
There was a windfall when a family sold and the house was lost. In this model, you make a one-time investment and in perpetuity, that unit is preserved. So you're creating community wealth and also personal wealth, but not to the extent that it's a windfall.
For the Housing Land Trust, the highest value for the property is its perpetual affordability, which takes profit out of the picture entirely.
We're not thinking about the market price at all. We are taking the land and removing it from the speculative market altogether. We're holding it in trust. And then the value that we put on that land is putting a house on there that is affordable to you. So you become the focus, not the market.
This, Getchis says, has added social benefits instead.
We believe that working families deserve to own a home of their own and that a community that is economically diverse is strongest and most vibrant.
The first beneficiaries of this partnership with the Sonoma County Office of Education are expected to be members of the current teacher intern groups. And Harrington is pursuing another tactic to help establish teachers.
Middle-income teachers, teachers farther on the salary schedule, we're working on helping them get down payments. And it's called Landed, L-A-N-D-E-D. Basically, it's a group of investors who are helping underwrite the down payments for homes for teachers. Say it's 20%, teacher comes with 10, they come in with the other 10. And they're earning an equity dollar. They get paid off when the house sells or it's built into the payment system. But they're earning about 4 to 5%. This is not a large return investment, but it's people who are invested in the community who want a return.
Teacher salaries are yet another issue, but that one lies outside of Harrington's domain. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.